The 23rd annual Pine Mountain Music Festival is officially underway with activities this week and going into the month of July, including a combination of activity that's coinciding with Finn Grand Fest USA 2013 as well. With me is the festival's artistic director for 10 years now, Joshua Major.
It is.
Yes. Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I know you're running all over the place now that the festival's begun.
This is where I put all the miles in my car.
we mentioned that the festival has just begun. There are certain galas and other events that get things started in the various core communities of the festival, such as Marquette, Iron Mountain, Houghton Hancock, mm-hmm. and so forth.
Yeah, we're just this week doing our opening concerts in the communities, and we did a gala last night here in Marquette, mm-hmm. and we're coming back again next week, and performing our review at the Ore Dock, which is an exciting new venue for us, and I understand just celebrated its year anniversary in Marquette. What a wonderful place!
Yeah, the owners have made it a mission to help out other organizations by opening their facility for them.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic addition to the community. Mm-hmm. So we're bringing our review there, which will be exciting, particularly since I like to drink beer. So,
but you still have to be in control, sir.
Oh, of course. But I'm not. I don't perform, so it's okay.
Okay.
But you know, we Jerry DePewitt, who's been putting together these reviews for 10 years now. It's also his 10th year with us. Mm-hmm. And this year, I asked him to call from the previous 9 years his favorite material.
So it's the greatest hits review.
It's Sir Jerry's favorites, you know. Yeah. And it's got a bit of everything, particularly ballads and big heavy numbers.
Wonderful.
It's wonderful. Yeah, we have wonderful singers. It's a great show. Great show.
And that'll be one of the most unique settings for them to perform in, too.
Oh, yeah. Because
this review is not just in Marquette, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're as far west as Ironwood in the old theater in Ironwood and the Calumet Theater and in the ballroom, the nostalgic ballroom in Florence, Wisconsin, just out of Iron Mountain. Yeah, it's a beautiful space Rachel Ishmagee has created there. But we're, we've been doing it here in Upfront for years, so we're excited about the new venue.
Okay. Yeah. Now, that's just the beginning.
That's just the beginning. You know us. We wouldn't want to stop at just one show or even two.
Well, I want to go on beyond this mm-hmm. point to your association with Finn Grand Fest. You're going to have a Finn Fest Orchestra?
We've called it the Finn Harmonic Orchestra.
Oh, the Finn Harmonic Orchestra, yes.
You know, we've been working with them for a while because, there's a lot of people coming into the area. We wanted to support Finn Fest, mm-hmm. so we've created a couple of concerts. One of them is an orchestra concert featuring Sibelius and Jukka Linkola's music. And Linkola, of course, wrote the bass concerto for the Finn Fest in 2005 here in Marquette mm-hmm. that John and Pauline Kiltonen commissioned. And we're reprising that for this Finn Fest. So we're going to have Evan Primo, who was the original bass player of Whitewater, will be the soloist and will reprise Linkola's concerto, as well as performing Sibelius, including Lonatar with Mary Bonhag, who's Evan's wife, mm-hmm. as a soprano. So we're very excited about it.
And where is that going to happen?
That's at the Rosé Center on Sunday the 23rd, but it's also in the Calumet Theater on June 20th, on Thursday night.
Okay.
It's conducted by Joel Nevis, who's the conductor for the Keweenaw Symphony Orchestra, and we've worked very closely with them. In fact, the concert's a collaborative effort with the symphony there.
And, of course, Joel will know those two performance spaces very well.
Yes, indeed he will.
That helps a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing we're doing during FinFest is Bergonzi's playing. Of course, the music they play will also be performed here in the Reynolds Hall. Mm-hmm. But they're going to perform the Sibelius String Quartet, which they've never done.
Really?
Yeah, it's a new piece for them.
They have such an expansive repertoire.
They have a huge repertoire, and they've never done it. And I asked them to play it, and they were pretty excited about it. So that'll be something new from them. And I don't know, it's not a piece that's played a lot.
Not a lot, no. In fact, it's not even recorded that often either.
But it's a hard piece, but it's got the last movements of bravura, fantastic, rousing movement.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's a good test for the bows and strings.
Yes, they nonstop sawing.
And they wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, that's true.
They're also doing their own event for kids in certain areas as well?
They are. They'll be performing at the Peter White Library on June 26th at 1 o'clock, and that's free for kids and families. And this year, Pamela, the violist, who many of you know, has arranged Sibelius music to tell the story of the swan, and I'm drawing a blank right now.
Okay, from the Kalevala?
No, it's not. It's a children's book. Mm. And there's a narrator. Trudy Olson's going to narrate, Mild Olson's wife, and we're very excited about that. But this is Pamela's construction.
Okay.
With Sibelius music.
Okay. If I recall, a few years back when they did their very first ever Calumet Theater performance, her arrangement of the Carnival of the Animals was such a rousing success. So
we've done that a few times because of that. She's wonderful at arranging these pieces.
Okay.
I think she did the Peter and the Wolf for us,
too. Yes, she did.
Yes, which was brilliant. But they're also playing in the concert in the Reynolds. They'll also be playing Beethoven and Dvorak.
Okay.
As well as the Sibelius.
We're talking with Joshua Major, Artistic Director of the Pine Mountain Music Festival, talking about this year's festival. And we've just begun because there's not only that, but there's an opera, actually two operas, right?
This year, no.
No?
No, this year is unusual for us. We're not doing an opera.
Okay.
Yeah. You're close.
I'm close. An organist is coming back to perform. Mm-hmm. And who is he?
our brochure said David Joni's. Unfortunately, he had to pull out of the concerts for some personal reasons. And an organist named Ricardo Ramirez, who works with David in Chicago and was one of Chicago's sort of top organists, is coming and presenting a concert of music from different countries around Europe. And the way it's laid out is a German and French and Italian section. It's very exciting.
And those compositional and performance styles are so different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And our theme is music from many waters. And so he's been very, very clever in how he's created sections of the concert based on different countries and different shores from around the world.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That should be great. And those events are going to be in various communities as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We like to sort of play on as many of the organs as we can in the Upper Peninsula. There's some beautiful old organs here.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm excited about is the fact that you've begun this new series of concerts featuring local artists getting together as what are called upstarts. Yeah. And this is the second year that this is happening.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it is an extraordinary how the community grab these concerts. And, you know, the purpose is twofold. One is to give young, emerging professional musicians from the UP a chance to play and a chance to perform, which is what they need to do to hone their craft. And it's also a chance for the community to see the musicians that are coming out of the community. So this year we have a bassoon player from Marquette, Kaylee Whitfield, who's currently a student at Michigan State. Mm-hmm. We have a saxophone player, Anthony Burdett from Negaunee, who's in Texas. Now, we have a soprano from Lance, and we have a soprano from Escanaba, and all accompanied by Susan Buchanan from Calumet.
Okay.
And you know, it's... I like to mix the instruments and the voices, so it's an unusual concert with a saxophone, a bassoon, and two sopranos.
Yes, yes.
And it's fun finding repertoire for these ensembles. But it's a great opportunity for these young players to just simply perform, you know, and perform for their own community. And last year was so successful that there was no question that we want to keep supporting musicians from the area. And there are a lot of wonderful, talented musicians.
And I'm sure that for years to come, more and more are going to be, so to speak, coming out of the woodwork to perform in this
group. I hope
group.
So. And I'm eager, you know, if there are musicians out there, by the way, be in touch with us, please.
Because you're always planning for the
next
year.
We're always planning, and I'm always looking, and I like to follow musicians and where they go and the progress they're making. Because, you know, the more musicians from the Upper Peninsula we can have performing with us, the better.
Okay. Joshua, are there any other organizations, groups, or performers we have not mentioned?
Well, there's a couple of things. You know, our mm-hmm. vocal artists will do the review. They're going to come back a few weeks later and perform a concert of Verdi's music.
Oh, good.
So there is an operatic element.
Yes.
You know, it's the 100th anniversary of Verdi.
Mm-hmm.
So we're presenting a concert with duets, some arias, a couple of ensembles from a variety of his operas. And
okay.
That'll be very exciting.
That's why I was close.
Yeah, you were close. Obviously. And that's in Reynolds Hall on July 1st. We have a pianist coming back. Louis Nagel will be returning.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
And he's doing a nice recital of Mozart and Scarlatti and Schubert. Some Liszt, I think. And a new concert for us, a Baroque ensemble. A trio. With a violin, a cello, and a theorbo.
Okay.
Which is, for people that don't know, it's like an overgrown lute or something
mm-hmm.
on steroids. So it's the neck's about 5 or 6 feet long.
It kind of bridges the family yeah. of arts and guitar.
And that'll be nice. They'll do a concert right to finish our festival off. In Houghton, you know, you mentioned the FinFest. We are doing two things unusual for us. We're showing two films. And one of them is of Rockland itself, the opera we commissioned 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, the documentary
yeah.
about it, yes.
And then the documentary about Rockland. Mm-hmm. And the documentary is called Upera, a film made by Suzanne Gerba. And this will be the first screening of it. So we're very excited about that. And it's really a documentary about the making of the film, mm-hmm. making of the opera, and of the storyline project, an art project that went alongside of it. But it's also about creating art, if you like, in the Upper Peninsula and how it serves the communities here. And it's very exciting. It's a film that I think Suzanne's going to enter in film festivals around the world, and it's a big deal.
Wonderful.
We're very excited
news,
about it.
Yes.
And then we'll follow that with the showing Rockland itself,
okay.
the opera.
Now,
those are
you,
both free.
Now, are you familiar with whether or not season tickets are still available
oh, yeah.
to
oh, yeah.
acquire?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You can get tickets. You can go online,
mm-hmm.
pmmf.org, or you can call 877-746-3999.
Which is 877-PINE-999.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Exactly, yeah.
And individual tickets, of course.
Yep. You can always buy tickets at the door.
Sure, sure. But there's a savings if you order in advance.
There is a little savings
yes,
if you find our brochures or you go online.
And Public Radio Nightly listeners, if you dare try to get free tickets throughout the course of the festival, we are going to be offering them as the festival progresses yes. for various Marquette area events. So be ready for those as well. None are being given away today, so don't inundate our receptionist with calls right now. But we'll be doing that in the very near future. It's always a pleasure to have you back here in the beautiful UP.
Likewise,
yes.
Stan, it's a pleasure to be here.
Joshua Major, Artistic Director of the Pine Mountain Music Festival, now in his 10th season for the festival, which is in its 23rd. And again, it's called Music of Many Waters, the theme of this year's Pine Mountain Music Festival. And again, you can get information online at pmmf.org. You can also get ticket information by calling 877-PINE-999. Thanks again.
Thank you, Stan. Yeah.